Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We are back, and it's 34 after. And I'm glad to be here with you, and I know you're excited about being here with me too, aren't you, folks? It's a dream come true. I know it is. It is for me because I love doing this. You know, I think you can tell how much I enjoy talking to these really smart people that we have in our Brain Trust, our guests on the show every day, who join us to talk to us about these things that are important to your small business, how to it help you start, run, and grow a small business. And it's my pleasure to be able to present them to you. And it's my pleasure to introduce you to a new friend. His name is Stu Elephant. He's vice president with Wireless Security Corporation. And that's what we're going to talk about today, folks. We're going to talk about your wireless security, and this is a topic that is really important for those of us who use wireless capability, devices, and if you're not using it, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Stu Elephant, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Would you agree with me about that? It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Oh, I think you're exactly on it there, Jim. Wireless is a fantastic technology. I mean, people are able to get increases in productivity. They're able to collaborate better amongst each other. Employee morale goes up. Costs go down in terms of wiring a building. So small businesses can really take advantage of this incredible technology.
Well, you know, and I may have, I know I've told this story before. I don't know if you've heard me, Stu, or not, but when I bought my first laptop that was in the wireless era, it was a few years ago, and it was an IBM T30, and I still use it. I love it. But when I ordered it, I wasn't using wireless, and I almost ordered it wireless ready, because it was a couple of $100 extra to get it, you know, wired for, you know, tricked out for wireless. And even though I wasn't using wireless, I thought, you know, I bet it won't be too long before I'll want to do that. So why don't I just go ahead and spend the extra couple of $100 and get it ready to go? Well, I'll tell you what, it took a couple of weeks to get the computer in the way I wanted it configured. And before it got here, I started reading up on wireless, and I found out how easy it was for me to make my office a hotspot. Before it got here, my wireless network was ready for it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jim. I mean, I think by about the end of 2005, I think I've seen some statistics that say about 95% of the laptops that are going to be shipped are going to be shipped wireless ready. So what that means is that small businesses, right out of the chute, can take advantage of wireless networking at their places of business very easily.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, let me say this, folks, and I don't think I really have to tell too many people this, but do not buy a laptop, a computer, a ThinkPad, or whatever the name that you use for this one that you can put in a briefcase and carry around with you. Do not buy one without full wireless ready. And, you know, Stu, I'm not even sure you can still even buy one like that. Maybe you can, but you know what? It's not going to be long, and I predict within a year it'll be like trying to buy a car without air conditioning.
Right. I think it'll cost you more to order a laptop without wireless and with wireless, and it's so inexpensive now, and the speeds are getting to be so great that there's no real speed limitation at all for small businesses.
Well, and I think if you actually tried to order one without wireless, the companies come out and they send somebody out and they pop you on the forehead with their palm and say, what's wrong with you?
Right.
what's your problem here? But seriously, wireless, folks, is incredibly powerful. And we use it all the time. I mean, we go to meetings. And I got a little shop here, Stu. We don't have a lot of folks here. But even when we have a team meeting, we it's not uncommon for there to be at least one, if not two or three, laptops, you know, on the table. ThinkPads on the table, where each one of us are looking at things and we're showing people, we're showing each other something we're working on that's online or whatever, and we flip it around and let the other group see it, and it's part of our meeting.
That's right. That's right. And like I said, I mean, it decreased the costs for a business to move into a building if it's not already wired. You don't need to pay someone to break the walls and run wires. And
especially if you're renting, it's a huge advantage if you're renting and you want to have a network.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
An online network, a machine-to-machine network, a local area network, but a wired area network, I guess, a WAN instead of a LAN. A local area network is wired. A wireless area network is a WAN. That's for the wireless. Now, Stu is a true believer in wireless. But what he's even more a true believer about is securing your wireless. And there is a little bit of an issue that we got to deal with. When you're wireless, that means that you got some extra security you got to pay attention to. And that's what he does. We come back, we're going to talk about that 20 after, but go away. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and a little bit of heart for you there. Stu Elephant is our guest. He's Vice President with Wireless Security Corporation. And Stu, I said something in the last segment that, you know, my audience probably thought I just made a mistake. But the truth is, you know, I just wanted to get their attention, right? You knew that. You knew that, didn't you?
That's right.
I said a WAN was a wireless area network, and that's not correct, folks. I did the first half was right. Local area network, the LAN, that's the wired version. A WAN is a wide area network, which is a big LAN, isn't it? Isn't that right, Sue?
That's right. I mean, that's what larger enterprises usually do to connect multiple offices.
But I didn't. I said it incorrectly. Tell us what I should have said, Stu.
Jim, don't feel too bad. There's so many darn acronyms out there. The real term for a wireless network is a WLAN. Or
see,
I only left
out the L.
That's right. Don't feel bad, Jim.
Listen, my audience will tell you, I don't feel bad at all. No, it's a WLAN, folks. And I have both, actually. I have a local area network, a hardwired network. And then I have a WLAN on top of that, that overlays that. And so one of the things that we learned early on, Stu, is that we had to provide security for connecting to the internet over our LAN, and we did that. But we also then when we established the WLAN, we also had to provide security for that, and that's where you guys come in, isn't it?
That's right.
Explain to us where the exposure is for our wireless networks.
Very good. So some businesses think that just because they have a LAN and they have a firewall protecting that LAN, that when they throw in this wireless network, that the firewall will protect them. And that's actually a false assumption. Wireless, just by its nature, has radio waves traveling everywhere, and it's not limited to going out that firewall. It's traveling through your walls to the business next door, to the parking lot. Actually, it can go more than a mile or so away.
Really?
So, yeah, what that means is your data is flying all over the place. That important email you sent to a customer, that forecast that you sent to your investor, that customer list that you sent to a partner, all that is floating in the air. And it needs to be secured. And it's not hard, and it's not expensive to do that properly. The way to do it is that you want to do encryption, which means go ahead and make sure that those packets aren't readable by anybody else. And then you also want authentication, which means that only the people that you authorize have access to your wireless network.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, We've experienced this, Stu, when we work with our wireless in our offices. We're in pretty good shape on security, but when we travel to other places and we pick up other wireless connections, it seems that we get a little bit dirtier connection than we do at home. And is that because of the way we've identified ourselves to our own wireless network?
Well, when you open up your laptop and you log in, when you're at the office, you have total control over that network. When you go over to a hotspot, whether it's a hotel or a coffee house or whatnot, you don't necessarily have control over that network. The hotspot providers have control over that mm-hmm. network. So you need to take some extra precautions in order to protect yourself in those locations. But the real important place that you have control on what you can do is at your small business. If you don't protect your network, you're going to risk your data being eavesdropped or stolen as it's going over the airwaves. You're going to risk people inserting viruses or Trojan horses or things like that into your network,
right,
totally bypassing your firewall. And the third thing that can happen is that people can use your wireless network to launch virus attacks or spam onto others, and your small business can be blamed. So those are some of the main things that you want to be aware of mm-hmm. and protect yourself.
So now we have two kinds of firewalls in our operation. One is through our router, a mechanical firewall. Then we all have software firewalls.
Now, that's right.
Now, are you telling me that those aren't always enough when you're traveling?
That's right. When you're traveling, the software firewall on your machine obviously goes with you, and that protects your computer to some extent. But it protects people trying to get into your computer. Now, what about all the data that's going out of your computer mm-hmm. over the airwaves?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the real issue comes into play.
So if a competitor knows that I'm going to be at a location giving a proposal, And I might be communicating something back and forth to my organization using that local that wireless local area network, they could actually set up shop and intercept that?
They could. I mean, but more realistically, your competitor is going to know where you live at home and mm-hmm. that you use a wireless network there, and they're going to know the address of your business, and they can just set a laptop out or sit in the parking lot
mm-hmm.
or hire somebody to do so.
Folks, don't be naive about this. This is an area that is more and more important that we pay attention to. And when we come back, Stu, your organization helps people solve this issue, and I want you to help explain to us how a company like yours does that. Folks, the importance of wireless is established, the benefits of it are established, and the potential security risks are established. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to help you make sure that you don't have those risks. Right after these messages, Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stu Elephant is our guest. He's Vice President with Wireless Security Corporation. Stu, give us your website, please.
Our website is www.wirelesssecuritycorp.com.
All right. And, folks, I encourage you to go there and check that out. Check them out. Look at their services. Also, if you're on my site or if you're a subscriber to my newsletter or if you just would like to, if you're already on the IBM site, you guys are a partner with IBM. Congratulations on that, by the way, Stu.
Thank you.
You're one of the outstanding service providers that IBM recommends. And folks, if you're on the IBM.com/business center site, which is one of the links that you get to from my site or from the newsletter, on the left, there's a link that says affiliate offers down in the white space on the left, affiliate offers. Click on that and that'll, you can go to the bottom of that page because you guys are fairly new, I think, with IBM. You can find them there and you can click through there and find them. And that's just a convenience if you're already on my site or have the newsletter handy. Stu, how does a company like yours, tell us how you help small business owners solve the wireless security issue?
Well, what Wireless Security Corp does is we take all the complexity out of securing your wireless network. You know, larger organizations, Jim, they have all these technical gurus, these IT folks who can play around with gadgets and stuff all the time, but small businesses are just too busy for that. They don't need to learn all the acronyms and what goes where and so on. So what Wireless Security Corporation does is it brings the same kind of enterprise-class security that the large enterprises have down to what we call the Fortune 2 million, all the regular small and medium-sized businesses out there.
All right. I like that, Fortune 2 million. It's actually more like Fortune 25 million, but I'm glad you're saying it that way. You're right. We don't want you to educate us so much about this. We get it now. Now that they've heard my show, we get it. You heard you on my show. We understand. So, you know, just fix it for us. And what's it going to take to get it fixed?
Yeah, to get all the full authentication and encryption that the large boys get, all you need to do is go to www.wirelesssecuritycorp.com and download a free trial of the software. The software goes on the laptops in your small business, and then it also automatically locks down that wireless access point or wireless router that you have automatically.
Is it going to change now? I know that there's really, you know, all this, the IP stuff between my router at home and my router here and all that. And if I go somewhere else, is it going to affect any of that connection?
No, it won't. I mean, the connection will now be protected. Encryption, some people say it slows it down a bit, but no one that I've talked to says that it's anything that can be perceived. And we've worked really closely with a lot of the big wireless manufacturers. For example, Linksys, right on their setup wizard for their wireless access point, they have a product called Linksys Wireless Guard,
right,
which basically does everything that our product does. We just help them tweak Linksys Wireless Guard for their customers.
All right. Now, what is the cost?
Oh, the cost is what we think is pretty reasonable. It's under $5 a month, so $4.95 mm-hmm. a month per user. So if you have a 10-user place, there's some bulk discounts there, and you can get all 10 users secured for under $40 a month.
All right. And remind us again what the exposure is if we don't have this kind of security.
Yeah, if you don't have security, there's three main things that could happen to you that you're exposed to. Your information, all the information that you're passing over your wireless network, is vulnerable to eavesdropping or theft. That means someone can grab that email, grab that forecast, grab that customer list right out of the air. The second thing that can happen is that these hackers can sit in the parking lot or sit a mile away with
or be in the office next door to you. Might be your neighbor.
It could be your neighbor. That's right. What they can do is they can insert viruses or trojans into your network. So even though you have a firewall that's protecting you against that and you have some antivirus software, they can put things on your network that you don't know about and just totally bypass that firewall. And the third thing that can happen is these hackers can use your network to make themselves anonymous, but then to launch virus attacks and spam onto others, for which you can be blamed. And there's stories, there's newspaper clips about this, that back east someone went through a dentist's office, and then the next day the dentist's office got a knock on the door from the FBI.
Right.
Saying, what the heck?
Stand by. Stu, we got to wrap it up. Now, this software goes with us wherever we go, and it's updated once a month for new updates, right?
That's right.
$4.95 a machine, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Stu. Give us the website one more time, quickly.
Website is www.wirelesssecuritycorp.com.
Thanks, Stu. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.